One of the sensations that I had as things were just starting to take hold in our area in Kentucky with the coronavirus, they were just getting serious, things were just ramping up. One of the sensations I had was that I noticed the trees, the grass, and the flowers. When everything was starting with us, and we were beginning to be quarantined and things were shutting down, nature was just beginning to come into springtime. I noticed we have a tree right outside the back of our place, and it came into flower. And it started just as about the same time we were starting all this. And it continued to bloom into flower. The grass started to grow and started to get green. Then as time went on and things got worse for us people, then the tree started shedding the flowers and the leaves started coming out. And then you would notice flowers coming out of the ground that grow annually. And it seemed like the worse things got for us, the more I noticed that nature was going on just like it was supposed to. And it provided some beauty. It provided a sense of stability in the midst of our chaos. As I have reflected back these past couple or three days, reflected back to when things started getting bad for us, I've thought of the horrors that so many people have endured. So many people in Kentucky, so many people all around the world. I'm very thankful that I know only one family that's been badly affected, that I only know one personally. But such sorrow and such pain that we've had to endure and that so many, many people have had to endure. Not being able to be with their loved ones when they're suffering and when they're dying. It's a brand new and completely unexpected predicament. It's been so hard to deal with. And we've found the saints of our day. So many people who have put their own lives in jeopardy to serve and help the ones that are sick. And they have done that willingly. How suddenly and how horribly life can change. And without any feeling of when things will be normal again. If ever. As I watch the daily tabulations on television of those who've been stricken, of how many survivors there have been, and how many lives have been lost to coronavirus, I can't help but wonder, do we even recognize when God is trying to tell us something? And if we recognize it, what is it that God's trying to tell us? Has our world become so eaten up with sinfulness that God is fed up? Well, when you ponder about it, when you think about it, when you pray about it, and you think about what possible contributors there might be to our rampant sinfulness, there's no shortage. And you're bound to speculate what might be the worst ones. And so I have. When we watch every day our governor on television, we count daily the lives that have been lost to COVID-19. But nothing is ever mentioned about the lives of the innocent, unborn children that have been taken, not lost, but taken. Since March 1st, more lives have been taken of innocent children, unborn, than we've had deaths in the state of Kentucky from coronavirus. That's not right. The other thing I thought about, what about the millions of dollars that over these past many, many years have been paid to athletes that happen to be blessed with physical talents? And so they command huge salaries because we're willing to pay them. That all happens at the same time that so many people who don't happen to have those physical talents like that struggle mightily to feed their families. Is that fair? Is that loving our neighbor? There's something not right about it. Our basic values, based on Christian values, our basic values that are Christian values in our society, seem to have evolved. We seem to think it's okay, and not only okay, but it's right to be immoral, to be sinful. We're not living the way God calls us to live. I've thought of these two examples, and as I said, we could come up with many more. And I think, what is to be done about these things? How do we address these problems, all of them? The answer lies in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God is speaking to us today through the coronavirus. God spoke to the people at Pentecost. The reading from the Acts of the Apostles was. It was at Pentecost. God spoke to the people through Peter. Peter stood up. He spoke to the thousands of people in a very strong voice, a strong tone. And he told them in no uncertain terms that they had denied, condemned, tortured, and killed the Son of God. God spoke so strongly to those people through Peter that their reaction was that they were cut to the heart. And they yelled out, "What are we to do?" The answer for them, just like it is for us today, in this terrible time in our world, the answer is simple. It's one word. Repent. What was needed for those people, those earliest Christians, is the same thing we need now, a change of heart. To be truly sincere in our heart about the wrong that's being done. The concept of repentance is a positive concept. A change of heart, a change of mind, a change of actions, of the way we live, toward God. And that change toward God is reflected in the way we live, in the goodness of the way we live our lives. From these things, repentance, change of heart, change of mind, change of how we live, from those things can come hope. Those things plant the seed of hope for a better world. Who knew that the solution to the problems in our world today could be the exact same solution that applied to those earliest Christians? But then when you think about it, when you pray about it, it just makes sense. We are all called to live lives based on the teachings of Jesus. God doesn't change. We're the ones who have changed. When we live those lives based on Jesus' teachings, we will change, and the world will change.